yours too. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
If anybody finds a grenade without a pin, that's mine.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny side of the street.
You believe that? This is called scatting. Believe that? I can't stand it. Some people like it. You turn my headphones down just a hair. You know, I should never have to do that on the air. A lot of places, you know, you have your own headphone. We call it a pot, short for potentiometer. Thank you.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people just call it like a volume knob. But that's what turns it down. I don't have one. So I have to do that on the air, awkward and unprofessional as it may be. Good afternoon, and welcome, all of you. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I think maybe about the longest-running talk show in this town. I'm pretty sure of that. It is the 22nd of June, and I have come here directly from the airport. I had to...
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
You're right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, it's your wife.
Yes, I had to drop her off at the airport. Oh. And won't see her again till Tuesday. And
do you have a picture of her still?
Yeah.
I do. That's good.
I did. I deleted it before my date tonight.
Oh.
Just in case my girlfriend gets a hold of my phone, you go, who's this? I thought you said you weren't married.
Yeah.
So I deleted it, but I can retrieve it later after she comes back. So I'm I'm batching it, which means I don't have to hear the stuff she watches on TV, even from another room.
Oh.
Most of what she watches, I do not want to watch.
Or hear.
There's a thing called Outlanders, and then there are two or three other of these series-type shows where, you know, 10 episodes a season, and they're all based like the 1800s. She's got this thing for that. Victorian stuff.
The period piece.
I call it me lord, your grace. You know, I always say, if anybody says either of those things, your grace, me lord, I don't want to watch it.
Mm-mm.
I immediately want to turn it off. But she loves that stuff. So I guess maybe she'll be watching that wherever she is. And I know where she is, but I'm not going to say.
Does she watch all those housewife shows
too? No, she never watches that. I'm surprised.
What
crap that is. How ridiculous is that program? No, she never watches that. It's another Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
He's right there.
Sleepy Dusty Delta Day.
I don't think we did it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Can I tell you something? You're 40. And it's starting. No, it's already starting.
When did
the memory thing? We did it.
We did it in the Playhouse.
I'm telling you, we did it.
Okay.
In the Playhouse.
Because I was waiting for it.
And you were there.
And you're barely 40 and you can't remember that.
Well, I try to forget every day.
So. The thing I always remember, I have people sometimes go, well, hey, it was a joke you told yesterday. I wasn't able to listen. I never know. I can never tell them. I don't know what it was yesterday right now.
We used to do that all the time when you had the joke line. And after the show each day, you would go down the hall to a phone and record the joke. And you would go, does anybody remember the joke today? All of us would just look at each other.
And like, I had told it 30 minutes before, and I couldn't remember.
You're like, no, I don't know.
None of us could remember.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad.
Well, we have so many things going through our minds.
Yes,
the
the show is a whirlwind.
Yeah.
The phones are lit up. Did we do something wrong? The phones are ringing.
Mm.
We didn't ask for any calls.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Piano was right.
About what?
Yesterday that we didn't do it.
No,
I don't know.
No, we did it.
We
did it.
I was waiting for
it. I'm telling you, we did it. I was here. We did it. There's something I do want to talk about, and it came up 10 minutes ago. Dan and I were back in the kitchen. You could call it a kitchen, I guess. I guess if it has a sink and a microwave and a stove. It's a kitchen.
Yeah, when does a kitchen become a kitchenette?
Here's the what thing. Does, has anybody ever used, isn't there a stove in there? There's a stove yes. under the microwave. Has anybody ever used a stove? And why would you?
Yeah, I don't think, well.
I think they have once.
Once
or
in
twice.
20 years.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes when those, you know, on Jeff Carrey's show, he has those restaurants come in. Sometimes they need to heat food back up. Or, yeah.
Okay, maybe for that, but I don't think anybody's ever cooked in there. Even in the good old days when Jim Holder would bring in that deep-fried turkey. Mmm, is that good. For the potluck dinner that we ceased to have many years ago because somebody got her feelings hurt. He didn't need the stove for that, or the oven, I don't think. And sometimes that stuff's better when it's a little cool down anyway, like turkey and chicken and stuff. So welcome to the Large Morning Show. What are the calls about?
Someone wanted to talk to you about TV, and the other one wanted
right,
to talk to you
do,
about being
I,
a bachelor.
I can do that. As
Steve?
Soon as Peon swings the screen around.
Steve
there
is on line one.
Steve, how are you?
I am wonderful and always AM and a PM first.
I appreciate it. What do you got?
You mentioned about the movie Outlander, mm-hmm. and I'm embarrassed to say my wife got me hooked on that as well.
Well, there's a real hot, dark-haired woman on there. She's kind of the lead character. And she's
oh, yeah, she's, but her friends are just as hot. Some other French woman came in and wearing something that showed off her breast. It was
All right, I might give it a try. I do know this, Steve, if you've watched it enough, don't they not... Often, but every once in a while, show guys wieners.
Oh, it's got the whole gambit, and I'm not into that. But
well,
there
I'm
are
not either.
Beautiful
but
hooters on this show, I'm telling you.
Well, and maybe the reason my wife watches it is because every once in a while you get a shot of a guy's wiener. We just watched this movie, Captain Fantastic. And they've got a full, I mean, there he is, that, what's his name, Viggo Mortensen, or whatever his name is,
yeah.
of him, full front on, wiener hanging out, standing in the door of a motorhome.
Yeah.
And maybe,
good for him.
Well, maybe that's what they have in this Outlanders, that's why she likes it so much.
Well, yeah, there's a guy named Jamie, a Scotsman, he is.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Steve, I watched a pretty good chunk of one episode. And I will tell you, it's the reason I didn't watch it anymore. I happened to just go in, and I said, what's this? She says, Outlander. She tries to tell it's a time travel thing or something. So I sat down, and here's what I saw. I saw a guy being raped by another guy. And
that was in there, too. You're right.
The other guy had branded him with a branding hot brand. And then he turned him over and raped him. And I thought, okay, this might not be my show.
He also tried raping Jamie's girlfriend, too. I mean, again, here, I'm sorry I know too much about this, but she has some girlfriends that are hotter than eight kinds of candy.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
I've never heard that expression. I like it. Well, maybe I need to give it another try. I'll just walk out of the room when guys start turning guys over and branding them.
Yeah, the British people are all dressed up in their fancy attire, and that one woman that came into the one dinner, it was amazing. Her hooters were just, she was proud of them, too.
You like that word.
Yeah, hooters.
Now, here's the other thing I did notice, and it's with all those shows that go back a couple hundred years. The ridiculous clothes those people wore. Even men. It's stupid looking. And they layers and layers and buckles and snaps and tie up the women in a corset. How do you go to the bathroom? It must take 30 minutes to get your stuff out. You know?
I'd rather be at a beautiful lake on a boat fishing, but this is an awful nice way to spend a winter evening watching this show. It's satisfying.
I think it's too late for me to get caught up. Isn't that like the fifth or sixth season?
They'll have a whole issue of this thing where you can, you know, watch them all in one time and do a big watch.
I know, I've done that, but I've done that when it's like two seasons in. Hasn't this thing been on for like 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, but
right. And there are going to be more of them. I hate to say it, but I'm going to be particular what I watch and what I don't.
Have you guys ever heard of Outlander?
No, but
if the boobs and everything are that nice, who cares if you're caught up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, watch
it.
Jump in.
That's true.
Yeah, just jump in
point.
And watch it for that.
Well, Steve, thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys. I appreciate your show. I really do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. right. Steve watches Outlander. We get Bob on here. Hello. Oh, I didn't give the numbers. People called anyway. You know what? Here, just call. We don't care. Whatever. Call. And we'll get to the other stuff eventually. For most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Bob, what's going on?
Well, Frank, since you're batching it, I think Jim Carrey is, too, because I heard he's staying at McGraw's house.
Well, there's the difference between him and me. I'm not living with another man while she's...
Well, I thought maybe you'd invite those guys over to your house, and you could all hang out and play pinball.
You!
Now, let me think about that. No. I don't think so.
Well... Okay, I've had better ideas.
Well, when you get those, please share them with me. I'd love to hear them. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. I see now. And this is great. I love this because we'll just kill an hour. And the next thing you know, Scott Sherman's in here. He'll kill an hour. Then it's time to tell a joke, and we're done. This is Thursday is like the least stressful day of all of them. Here's a name we don't get all the time. I like it. Libby. How are you, Libby?
Hey, I'm good. I am in the PM, Frank.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Is this an Outlander call?
No, but it's kind of a TV call.
Okay.
Calling about VR headsets, and have you used them, and what do you think?
I bought a $40 VR headset, and I think right now they're not there yet. The technology is too crude. It's not realistic when you put it on. The 3D, it's okay, but I will be the first to get one if they're affordable when they get it right, and they will. And it is, I did get to put on a pair at the Ronald Reagan Museum in Simi Valley, California, and I was blown away. That's about the latest technology they have, and you pick what environment you want to be in. In other words, you want to be in the mountains of Colorado. I picked a submarine, being inside a submarine. And I'm not kidding. I put them on, and it was, you forget you're not standing. You look behind you. You look around you. It's like you're there. The sounds and everything, because they put headphones on you, too. So I can't wait for this stuff to come out and be, you know, perfected.
My boyfriend got a Samsung phone, and with the Samsung came the Oculus headset.
Yeah.
And, boy, I put it on, and did you have any ramifications? Did you feel like the electric sort of from your phone sort of? Did you feel anything when you put the headset on?
No, but I do know they have somebody standing by you, because a lot of people get so disoriented, they fall. They think they're stepping somewhere they're not stepping. It's not realistic.
Yes, the directions, the health and safety pamphlet said, you know, don't walk around. Don't think that you can stand on anything or sit on anything. You know, it's not there.
Did you put them on? I assume you did.
Yeah, I did. And, boy, as I said, physically it was a challenge for me. I could think I'm maybe a little electromagnet sensitive.
Yeah.
But, wow is all I can say. And, I don't know. Pretty interesting.
Well, by Christmas, I figure there'll be something really good, and the listeners who are listening right now, including you, Libby, feel free to get me a really neat Oculus Rift virtual reality headset.
That's what my boyfriend has, and, you know, basically it's just a porn unit at this time, I would say.
No. Does he watch porn with that thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. He just got it a week ago. I've asked him how it differs from regular porn, and he chooses not to discuss it.
He probably doesn't.
No wonder he can't walk and stand up straight.
Yeah.
That's it. But I looked at it, and it freaked me out a little. It was, whoa.
I think a lot of people really... Especially anybody over 30, they don't really understand what it is. And what it is, for all of us as kids who had a ViewMaster, remember ViewMaster?
Yeah.
And you look in it, you go, oh my goodness, it's like I could walk right into this picture. Well, that's what this is, except it's live, it's action, it's sound and things going on around you. And you can turn around and see what's behind you, which you couldn't do with a ViewMaster. No, it's incredible. I cannot wait. And here's the thing. People who are shut in and can't get out, you want to go to Italy? You put these things on and take a trip to Italy, and it's like you are there.
You know, I did a little research in, like, Men's Esquire and Forbes and Rolling Stones all had articles on it.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to hear everybody's different take on it and the reasons for it.
And maybe it'll never take off because you have to wear that snorkel mask kind of thing. That's,
yeah, they,
I think
they
that's
said
what...
they were...
Go ahead. Go ahead. I think that's what killed 3D television. I really do. People don't want to put the glasses on.
That's correct. And I think they're hoping the gaming industry will come along and really move along the VR because, you know, if gamers get into it, then there's two uses for it, sort of.
But I think that's where the biggest sales will come from is gaming.
Yeah, that and porn, for sure.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're on that. I like Libby. Thank you, Libby.
A couple of times.
Yeah, we don't, thank you, Libby. We don't get many women calling and
no.
Get excited about porn. Like, at least they don't tell us they are.
Hey,
like,
that show that we were talking about, that
Outlander.
Outlander. What channel is that?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. Netflix? I don't know. Maybe it's not Netflix because she watches it on TV, and we don't get Netflix on the TV. Piana find it. He'll look it up and find it. Let me get, I haven't heard anybody with this name since the late, great Orson Welles. Orson, how are you?
I'm fine, sir, and I was named after Orson Welles.
Well, you don't sound like him, but that, no, who does, you know?
True.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm AM and a PM,
thank
first
you.
Of all.
It is on Stars.
Stars. But...
Stars.
I'm going to take a chance on getting shot. With the joke.
Well, now let's not jump to conclusions. I might not know this joke. Hang on.
Well,
sir.
You know, surprisingly, I've never heard you say this. If you know the punchline, say so and I'll stop.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry.
No. I'll say this for you to tell on the air without ruining the punchline.
Okay. Go ahead. Give me the
okay,
setup.
In the days of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table,
mm-hmm.
he was taking his knights on a crusade to the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving Queen Guinevere behind.
Does this kind of end like that with somebody not being able to speak?
Yes, sir.
There you go. There you go.
Shoot me. I thought I had you.
No. Keep trying, though. Try anytime.
Well, here's another one.
All right, hang on. I got to reload.
Okay. Well, this isn't necessarily a joke.
Okay.
Yesterday, I heard your show. You were talking to this one gentleman who liked to rap.
Right.
And probably as it sounds, I, as an African American, love country and western.
Yeah, see, that's you've got to be in the no pun intended minority.
True.
Yeah.
But and especially the old school, Ernest Tubbs.
Oh, Merle Haggard, I'm walking the floor over
wow.
you.
Wow.
Johnny Cash.
You know what I watched last night, Orson? I pulled up on YouTube Johnny Cash's last appearance on stage, and it was the saddest thing I ever saw. He couldn't stand up. He was in a wheelchair.
Really?
Yes, and he was in a club, and I would say there were maybe 300 people there. Uh-huh. And this lady introduced him, and he could barely sing, and his hands were shaking. I've never seen that last days of Johnny Cash. It was the saddest thing. But I still enjoyed it because I thought, good for you, man.
I love Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn also.
All right. You're my kind of guy. I love that music. I don't like the bluegrass, and when you get into that real twangy stuff, I don't like that. But I like that 80s. I like Merle and George Strait.
Merle's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I'll get off here and clear the line. And once again, thank you for letting me on.
All right. We call any time, Orson.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Orson. You know anybody named Orson?
No.
I like bluegrass.
Yeah, the other thing that's interesting to me, like he said he was named after Orson Welles. Mm-hmm. I thought sure that babies born in the late 50s or early 60s, somebody named their kid Elvis. But Elvis Costello, and outside of that, I don't ever meet anybody named Elvis. But it's such a big deal. He was such a big deal.
Wasn't there Orson Bean, too?
Orson Bean.
Yeah, Orson Bean.
Okay, that's three. Orson Welles, Bean, and this Orson.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to Linda, and we'll take a break and get to the Burke segment, maybe. Hello, Linda.
Good afternoon, Frank, whatever it is.
It's afternoon.
You know, I'm in the AM and the PM, so next week I'm
Thank you. What's that?
Well, I hate to take you back a couple of days. I tried to call in then, but I couldn't. You were talking about the day you went to the license office.
Yes.
And all the rigmarole that happens there.
Right.
My husband was the vice president and CFO of the largest license office in the state of Missouri.
Whoa.
That's a big handle.
And Yeah, and he retired from there. But it's just kind of as a public service announcement.
Right.
People do not understand the license office.
Hang on a second. Can we give her, like, the following is a public... We need to give you an official public service announcement introduction. Hang on.
The following is a public service announcement.
All right, go ahead.
One, the license offices are appointed by the governor of the state.
Okay.
And so the reason they're always moving is because when the party in charge changes, all the license offices change.
Well, this whole plaza moved out, this Baldwin Plaza, because every business in there almost is gone.
Oh, well, that may be, but just the same, the license offices change hands.
Okay.
Every time we have a different party in power.
Aren't they privately owned?
Yes and no. They are privately owned, but they are only owned because the governor has appointed that person or whatever because of their political affiliations.
So if you think you own it, but if another guy gets in office, they go, sorry, you don't own it anymore.
No, you don't own it anymore. Right.
That doesn't sound...
You have the ability to operate it.
Okay.
But you don't really own it.
Okay.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. everything that is in that office, with the exception of the licenses, the stickers, and the government-owned paraphernalia, belongs to the people... to the person who got the contract from the governor.
Well, that's not really a bunch of stuff that's worth very much, is it?
No, but all the computers and all, and they have to pay their employees. They're not state employees in any way, shape, or form. Occasionally, you will have a state employee in an office, but they come in like certain days of the week or whatever, but they're not there all the time.
Okay.
And all the employees are just whoever's been hired by whatever group. Let's say it's the Rotary group that runs this office.
Okay.
They hire their own employees, and so what you get's what you get.
Right.
Number three.
How many numbers are there, by the way?
Oh, there's not, but another couple.
46.
If that.
Because this reminds you when you're thinking of 47.
I know.
Yeah, we're on number three.
No,
go ahead.
No, we're not going to yell 47.
Okay.
One of the problems is that people who come in don't read, don't know what they need. And so they get up to the desk and she says, well, where's your insurance? Well, I didn't know I had to have it. Well, where's your birth certificate? Is it the license? You know, and so there are things that they can download. For instance, they can get a hold of your tax form, but then that means that person has to go get into the internet, get it pulled up, have them pay for it, and that takes time. So you're sitting there waiting for some yahoo that did not do his form.
Well, I understand that. No, I understand that. And that's part of my gripe. Unless you moved here from out of state, you should know what you need when you go in.
Exactly. And most of them have it posted out there someplace.
Well, by the time you get there and see it posted, it's too late. You're already there without what you need. So you got to leave and come back.
Right. But then you've got, as I said, employees who, as you said, they turn around, they start talking to the person next door. Oh, well, what'd your grandkids do this weekend? That doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
You know that, and I know that.
Right.
And if it's a good office, well run, then that office is, you know, they'll weed those people out.
I got
you. But some offices, they don't care.
I got it.
But that's kind of where all of these things fit in. And so when people go there and they get frustrated because they got to sit and wait. Another tip.
Is this number four? Is this the last of them?
Yeah, this is the last one.
Okay.
This is the last one, promise.
Okay.
Because I know you got to go to the Berkman or whatever.
All right.
But the other thing of it is, if you want to go and not have all that hassle, go within the first 15 days of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, I found that a long time ago. Do not go toward the end when all the procrastinators are there.
Yeah, and the people who haven't got the money and the blah 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 blah. So go in the first 15 days of the month, and you'll have a lot less hassle.
All right, good advice. Thank you, Linda.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Before we break, I will tell you again my absolute favorite license office story, and this only happened about a year ago. I walked in the wrong day. There were 30 people in there. I mean, and when I took a number and you look at it, and it's number 82, and they go, 31?
Yeah.
I mean, you just know, I'll be here forever. And some young guy was in there, and he got some text or something, and maybe his wife was having a baby, and he had to leave. And he stood up in there and said, if anybody would give me 20, he was next up. He said, if you have 20 bucks, I'll give you my number. And I said, sold! And I walked ahead in a $20 bill, and he's out the door. And everybody just sat there, and I know what they were thinking. I wish I'd done that. You know, except the people who were only two or three numbers down. I was happy to pay it because I was just sit there for an hour. That kid made $20, and good for him.
He probably did that every day. Just
would pretend. Yeah. I think you said that last time, and I think that would be a great side job. That's as good as driving for Uber or somebody. So we're going to do traffic, and then we'll come back and talk to John Londo. Mm-hmm. Is that how this works? Here's Dan Strauss to introduce traffic.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank.
Well,
here is Tim Weiland to give you that traffic. Tim?
All right. Good afternoon, Dan. Well, we've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on eastbound Highway 70 / westbound 44 at the Museal Veterans Bridge. Now, traffic is backed up west of Salisbury. Frank Ladd just called in and said we've got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane on westbound Highway 40 just before Kings Highway. I look at the camera now. It looks like they may have gotten it off to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow, though, from Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit heavy on southbound Highway 270 between Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. They had the exit ramp to eastbound 70 to Mid Rivers Mall Drive shut down due to an accident there. They've cleared that debris that was on the roadway causing backups on westbound 370 at Elm. Traffic is all running well there. And eastbound Highway 270, stop and go McDonald through Lindbergh. Now at Lowe's, get $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate. Offer valid now through the 28th. Exclusions apply, U.S. only. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
The Big 550.
K-T-R-S. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
Hi, David Fox here, proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop at home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Dan Strauss here to let you know about Peroni's Pizzeria, serving great pizza since 1975.
Visit one of two Peroni's locations, the original on Washington and Florissant, or their newest location in St. Peter's on Salt Lick Road by 70 and 79, with a full bar and plenty of TVs to watch any game. Peroni's Pizzeria, pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, and a lunch buffet Monday through Friday. Follow Peroni's on Facebook.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word. It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell. It's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think the guy we have on the phone here will appreciate what I did this morning. I had to run into a place of business, and there was a car parked next to me. It was a Chevy, and he didn't have Londoff on the back, so I slashed his tires.
Oh.
Now, that'll learn him.
That'll teach him. I left a note, next time, Londoff.
You should have just put a Londoff sticker on the back of it.
You know, I need
to
get some of those and carry them around and cover up the other dealer. John, how are you?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Like maybe you're bored one weekend looking for something to do. Take a bunch of license plate frames and you see some old ones that stay long enough and put new ones on.
And not only that, pull off that dealer thing on the back and put up that Johnny Lawrence, this Johnny Londo.
Have you ever had bumper stickers for the dealership?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have little decals.
But now, why would they have bumper stickers?
I don't know.
We don't have any
Wave advertise.
Wow, you guys have AM and the PM bumper stickers?
We did. We had a lot of them.
We still have some.
We have a few. You know, we missed the boat here. A long time ago, we should have offered those to people that buy from Johnny Londo. If you have the option, would you like an AM and the PM bumper sticker?
Well, I mean, why don't you go out and have about 1,000 of them produced for us, and we'll do it.
Because that won't be enough?
I thought it because it might be expensive.
No. This show and this station have a lot of money.
How many we have. Yeah, we do.
There's a lot of money here. This station's raking it in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what? I'm thinking of another station. Yeah, sorry. So how are you?
Well, you know, about time you asked me. I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Is it going to rain today or is it not going to rain today?
It's been looking like it for 8 hours.
I know.
And it just doesn't break loose.
Last I heard, they were saying like tomorrow morning or something.
They can't figure it out.
No.
I heard someone this morning say, "Yeah, between 12 and 2." Really?
They're going to tell you 2.
Between 12 and 2. Here we are at 3, almost 3:45, and I miss the sun. You're used to the sun every day, and then it's like, "Well, where'd it go?"
My wife actually pays attention to the 7-day forecast on TV, and I've tried to tell her it's a coin toss after 24 hours, but she still and I think it was Memorial Day. She says, "Well, I don't know why we're going to the lake. It's going to rain every day, all day." And I said, "No, it's not." Why do you think that? She said, "Because they said so." This was Tuesday. I said, "Don't pay attention to it." And it didn't. It didn't rain at all. I think a brief shower for 5 minutes.
They don't know.
I asked a meteorologist one time, I said, "Why do you do the 7-day forecast? Because I know for a fact you can't nail it 7 days out." You know what he said to me? He said, "Because the other stations do it." That's exactly why they do it. Because if you only did 3 days and they did 7, I'm watching them because they do the 7.
I think some do 10 now, don't they? Don't they do a 10 day?
That's ridiculous, too.
I don't know.
They'll do 30 days, 60 days. If we sit there and listen and go, "Oh, okay, that sounds, I believe that." I have no clue what's going to happen in 24 to 48 hours, more or less.
Now, that noise on your computer, is that a text coming in, or is that a...
None of your business, Frank, okay?
Wow.
Must be something top secret.
How you like them apples, buddy, huh?
Yeah,
you ask a lot of questions, I notice.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions.
What does that mean? Because people say that a lot. How do you like them apples?
It, it,
it's just kind of a saying, a figure of speech.
Yeah,
man. I mean,
it's just a saying.
It's trying to get too deep here, okay, on a Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
You know, people are already thinking about the weekend and coming here and buying cars and trucks all weekend long. Well, they need to, because we got a lot of cars and a lot of trucks. All right, Dan?
And it's supposed to be very nice this weekend, too.
Well, I would ask Greg, what did your wife say the weather's going to be like this weekend?
I'm afraid to talk after you hammered me a while ago. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Let me help you. That was not hammering you, okay? I was just having a little bit of fun.
Okay, good.
You ask a lot of questions, which is good. My dad used to say, hey, there's never a bad question.
She didn't comment on the weather because she's not here. She left till 2...
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Now you brought it up. Way
to go,
John.
Hang on, man. Just hang on.
He's having a rough time.
She can be gone until Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
No.
You
all right? No, I'm not. The thought of not being with her till Tuesday.
Yeah. I remember one time she went out of town and you went and bought like a package of Oreo cookies and you said, I had literally one night.
I bought two packs. I hid one and I ate the other whole pack in one night. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly right.
I thought it was like back-to-back nights. You ate one whole pack?
Oh, sure.
It was a mini pack, though.
No, it was a standard four columns of cookies, and I ate them all within one evening.
You did?
With cold milk. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. I can't do that now because I lost this thing.
Did you go and brush your teeth after that?
Wow, that's a lot of cookies.
You mean like immediately after? No.
Immediately, because I mean, you know, the outer shells are, you know, are dark cakes. I mean, so your whole mouth is like.
But if you don't brush your teeth, you can kind of still chew on them during your sleep. You eat little bits of Oreos while you're sleeping. You just kind of
not even realize it.
That's kind of gross. It's disgusting.
Well, maybe
you should be eating. You should be sleeping, not chewing on the remnants of your whole package of Oreo cookies. How many people out there do you think eat a whole package of cookies in one sitting?
Not too many. Now, I've eaten a pound of bacon. That's easy. Pound of bacon's easy. That's a walk in the park. Whole pound. I've done that several times.
Well, that's like meat.
There's nothing that smells better. I mean, when you walk into some place and you smell bacon,
You know what? If you ought to be able on a job application to put down there, okay, do you have any, do you smoke, and do you like bacon? And if they put no, can't hire you.
Get out of here.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah, bacon. Who could not like bacon? Except vegans, maybe. But they still like it. They just won't eat it, but they like it.
How come cold milk tastes so much better in the summertime than it does in the wintertime?
I think it tastes great all year. I drink milk. I guzzle milk.
I love milk. I pretty much a cup or two every night. Tim Londoff's home for summer in between semesters. Senior year at college for Tim starts this August. I can't believe it. I mean, I've just taken him to grade school a few years ago. Now he's senior in college.
He grew up because milk, it does a body good.
Wow.
That's the slogan. No, I make it.
You just came up with that. That's unbelievable.
I wish I had, but I...
You're really a bright fella.
Thank you.
Fella. You are a fella.
Let's tell people you're in the Chevrolet business. You sell Chevrolets.
I am. A lot of them think that I'm in the, comedic arena.
Why would they think that if they've heard you on here?
Because they know I'm funny.
Oh, okay. Now, you're also in the service business and the pre-owned car business. We need to mention that before we get away from here in 30 seconds.
Did we take care of the windshield?
Yes, Bruce Weiner has ordered it, and next week, hopefully, it'll be put in.
All right. Well, thank you. Sorry that it happened, but thank you for the business, and we appreciate all you do for us. And, yes, here we are, the last weekend of the month of June, 2017. Mm. Unbelievable.
You know what I thought of yesterday? What if that was a bullet? That could have been somebody taking a shot at me. It could have been.
It could have?
And it lost enough velocity, like it's a sniper, so it just had enough to... But it couldn't come through. Because you wouldn't hear the gun shot from a distance.
No.
I think somebody tried to kill me yesterday.
Hmm. You know they did. It was a rock.
Well, you don't know. Because it came right through the front, like somebody was aiming at me.
A bullet would have gone through the windshield.
Not from a long distance. It would have lost a lot of velocity.
Maybe a long distance. What do you think? If it was a rifle from a long distance?
I think somebody could have been on top of a building on Highway 40, knew when I left for work, and tried to take me out.
FMGJ.
Or another Chevy dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put an end to this stuff. Yeah, we'll shut this down. What's your phone? What's your phone number?
Now, come on. You know it.
I know it.
What is it?
314-537-1800.
No.
No, shoot.
314-837-1800.
Shoot, 837.
13, almost 14 years. I don't even know my phone number.
I never say the number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. What is it again, Frank?
314-837-1800.
Hey, you're a quick learner. All right, everyone, have a great great rest of the show. I'll be popping in the vehicle early tonight so I can listen to Scott Sherman. It's a great segment.
You won't be disappointed.
Oh, he's the best.
All right. Thank you.
But you wanted to be an attorney, I can tell.
Sort of.
Okay, just bye.
Except for the studying part. I don't like that part. Never wanted to be a banker. At one time, thought I wanted to be a preacher. Would like to be an attorney, but I don't like to study. Would like to have been a doctor, but I don't like to study. So that pretty much knocks that out. The preacher thing, you really, unfortunately, don't have to study a lot because you can go online and you're a bona fide minister. But I never wanted to be in the banking business because I'm not the person that likes numbers. And you have to know that stuff. And you can't mess up in counting if you work for any place where they, you know, provide banking services, like First Community Credit Union. I wouldn't last that long, I don't think. But thank goodness there are people who are good at it, and that's who they hire, the good people at First Community Credit Union. I do all of my banking there. These people that go on and go, hey, go see my friends down at... I don't think I've ever said that. I hope I haven't, because it almost sounds like somebody is trying to establish a relationship that's really not there. So I will just say, I'm inviting you to bank where I bank. And yes, I would like for you to go there, and I would like for you to tell them why you're there, that you're AM and the PM, and thank them while you're at it for what's coming up in 2 days, the yard sale. The yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, hosted by Paul Warner. If it weren't for First Community Credit Union, there very possibly would not be a yard sale. So make sure you thank them for that. And then you'll end up probably thanking us. Shoot an email and say, what a great suggestion. I love banking there. That's usually what happens. And I like banking there, too. They're good people, and they support this show. And everything you want in a bank... Whether or not bank is in their name is irrelevant. You'll find it at First Community Credit Union. Go and have some free popcorn. It's fresh. Tell them it's on us. FirstCommunity.com.
See how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a new accident now. It's on eastbound Highway 4064 just east of Hanley that has a lane blocked, and traffic is backing up a little bit west of Highway 170. Southbound 170 drivers, you're on the brakes now. Ladue trying to ramp onto eastbound Highway 40. They're still working with that stall on eastbound Highway 70. By the Museo Veterans Bridge, now you're backed up to Grand. That had the right lane blocked. A new accident blocking a couple lanes on westbound Highway 70 after 370. It looks like we're slowing now a little bit west of Cave Springs. They still have Mid Rivers Mall Drive shut down, and that was the eastbound ramp to Mid Rivers Mall Drive as they're trying to clear an accident there. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Lowe's. Now at Lowe's, get $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate. Offer valid now through June 28th. Exclusions apply, U.S. only. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello!
John, you're in the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. On some area talk stations, you hear guys in New York, Florida, or L.A. pontificating on their shows. But good luck trying to call in and have a conversation with them. Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie, and I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in DePere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Win the world. How many times do you think, if you're a regular listener, you've heard the name Win the World? I'm going to just take a wild guess. 8,000 times. And most of you listening right now don't need windows. You know, just like most of you right now don't need a new heating and air conditioning system. But there will come a time when you do need windows, especially if your house was a home that was built without the person who was building it, the original owner, saying, I want really nice upgraded windows that'll last 60 years. They're probably just builder-grade windows, so they're not going to last forever. And then hot air is going to come in the house when you don't want it to, and cold air when you don't want it to. So if it's time to replace it, why wouldn't you, why wouldn't anybody go with the largest selling replacement window in the United States? Number one, Window World. Go with the one the others want to try to be. They try to match the price. They try to sound like them. They even run ads with the same color scheme as Window World. They're not Window World. Window World, there's a reason. There's a reason it's the biggest selling replacement window in the United States. And you'll get it. Once you take a look at them, call them out. They'll give you a free estimate. They'll tell you what you're looking at. They'll put them in however many places in your house that you need them. And don't forget about the lifetime warranty, 18 months, same as cash with approved credit. WindowWorldSt. Louis.com, 4 o'clock. Scott.